Open to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's where we will begin this evening. Why is Bible study important? You know, the Bereans were more noble-minded than the those in Thessalonica. Why is that? They received the word with great eagerness and examined the scriptures daily, and as a result, many people there believed. Let me suggest to you, in other words, we could say they were better Bible students. And as a result of that, more people believed because of that study. This lesson this evening, why is Bible study important, will be a lesson before we have the one next week, and that is, how do we study the Bible? And so this is introducing the lesson next week. Well, first of all, why is it to study the Bible? We see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14 that God calls us through the gospel. It was for this He called you through our gospel. And so God calls us. God calls us to leave the world of sin. God calls us to come into the church. God calls us to become His child. God calls us to be saved. And He calls us through the gospel. Therefore, we have to know the gospel to respond to that call. Miss Irene, for those of you who don't know her, she's one of the elderly widows with our congregation. And she told me a story when she was a girl and her parents were sharecroppers. And during cotton season, she would pick cotton from sunrise to sundown. And they would be taking it into the barn by lanterns because it was already dark. And when lunchtime came, her mother called them out of the fields to come and eat lunch by putting up a white flour sack. They didn't have a bell. They certainly didn't have a telephone or cell phones or anything such as that. And so this was the call, was the hanging up of this white flour sack. So if you knew the call, you knew, be looking there. When you see the sack, it's time to go eat. But if you didn't know the call, you would be out there all day without any lunch, because you didn't know what the call was all about. This is very much the way it is with God. God's call is not a white flour sack that He hangs up somewhere, but it is the words in the Bible. That is the call. And if you know that call, if you understand that call, you can respond to it, not to have lunch, but to have eternal life. If you don't know that call and you don't understand that call, then you cannot have what God offers, and that is salvation and eternal life. It's important to study the Bible so that we can understand God's call and respond to it and then be His children and spend eternity in heaven. Well, not only that, but this point goes along with the first one. Studying the Bible is important because it's how we obtain spiritual knowledge and wisdom. In other words, true knowledge, true wisdom is only found in the Word of God. You know, this is one of the top priorities of man. Man has always wanted to obtain knowledge and wisdom. There's a story about a young man who went to Socrates and asked for knowledge. He walked up to Socrates and said, "Oh, great Socrates, I come to you for knowledge." Socrates led the young man through the streets to the sea and in chest-deep water. Then he asked, "What do you want?" "Knowledge, oh wise Socrates," said the young man. Socrates put his strong hands on the man's shoulders and pushed him down under the water. 30 seconds went by, and he let him up. He asked again, "What do you want?" The young man said, "Wisdom." So Socrates took him and pushed him down under the water again. 30 seconds, 40 seconds went by. Socrates finally let him up. The man was now gasping. "What do you want, young man?" Between the heavy breaths, the young man said, "Knowledge." Socrates again took him and pushed him down under the water. 40 seconds, 50 seconds, let him up. "What do you want?" Gasping, he says, "Air! I need air!" Then Socrates says, "When you want knowledge as badly as you want air, you'll have knowledge. And that's the same thing with us. We have to desire to have this knowledge and the work that goes with this desire. This knowledge is only found in Christ Jesus, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3. Turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Realize that all the people who are around us, they want this knowledge, they want this wisdom. Most of them, though, are looking for it in the wrong place. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. Jesus says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man." Who is a wise man? He is one who hears the words of Jesus Christ and acts on them. In other words, you have to study them to understand them, to know what they mean so that you can do what they say. And then you are a wise man. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24, Christ is the power and wisdom of God. And Colossians chapter 2 verse 3, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ. Brethren, we have to study the Word of God. We have to study the words of Jesus Christ to know these words of knowledge and wisdom. Turn your Bibles with me over to Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And here the Apostle Paul tells us who a wise person is. Ephesians 5 and beginning in verse 15. Therefore, be careful how you walk. Not as unwise men, but as wise. Okay, so Paul is going to tell us how it is to be wise. Verse 16, making the most of your time because the days are evil. Context, within this lesson, be a good Bible student. Study your Bibles. Be wise. Now, verse 17. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, what do we have to do to understand what the will of the Lord is? Read our Bibles? Certainly, read our Bibles as part of it, but you know what? You can read your Bible all day long and not understand a lick of what it says. So reading the Bible is good, and we all should be reading the Bible, but we also then have to study the Bible and learn the Bible so that we understand the Bible and we can do what the Bible says. Look over in James chapter 3. I want you to notice there are at least two types of wisdom in the world. If we are to put them in major categories, we can put wisdom in two categories. James chapter 3 and beginning in verse 15. Remember, James has already talked about wisdom throughout this book. Chapter 1 verse 5, to pray for wisdom without doubting. Verse 15 of chapter 3. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above. He's talking about all the sinful things earlier in the chapter. But is earthly, natural, demonic. Verse 15. And so those sinful things of the world, those things are of a demonic wisdom. There is a wisdom of demons. There is a wisdom that is from Satan. Now look at verse 13. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. So I want us to understand that our deeds, our behaviors, the things that we do, they show whether or not we are wise or unwise, whether our wisdom is that of God or that of demons. And if we're living in such a way to demonstrate sin in our lives, we're demonstrating that our wisdom is not of God, but it is from the devil and the demons. Men seek after knowledge and wisdom. Perhaps the greatest goal, perhaps one that all have. But few find it because they're unwilling to submit to Christ. Therefore, they're deceived by demonic wisdom, which in reality is foolishness. But for those who obey Christ, they obtain true spiritual knowledge and wisdom, and they are blessed by God. Now, those blessings of God, we're going to talk about those just a little bit now. Why is it important to study your Bible? let's talk about those blessings that we have from God, those who have true knowledge and spiritual wisdom. Why study the Bible? Bible study is important because through study of the Bible, we become strong and do God's work. Are you ever down and you're maybe not depressed in a clinical type of way, but you know, you're just down and you're not feeling well and things are not going well and you're just in a rotten mood and you feel sorry for yourself and you just think things are so bad? I'll tell you the cure right now. Get out your Bible and read your Bible. There is something about the Word of God, and I can't explain it in great detail because the details are not revealed within the pages of the Word of God. But believe me. Don't believe me. Believe the Lord. Believe the Bible. Turn over to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Now, these are passages you know very well, but I want you to turn over with me because this is part of studying the Bible, repetition. Looking at the same passages over and over and over, reminding ourselves of these things, no matter how many times you've read them. And young folks, perhaps you've not read them that often. And I want to look at them tonight with you. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." The gospel is the power for salvation. And here the apostle, he's talking to people who have already been baptized. He's talking to people who are Christians, who are working through difficulties and struggles in their life. And he says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God." You ask me of the intricacies on how it is these words are the power of God. How is it God imparts power through these written words? I can't explain all of that. I can't get into all the things that many of which are not, would not even come to my mind. But I believe that it's true because God says it, and my experience in life is that it is true. The power of God made available to us is through the gospel. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The word of the cross is the power of God to those who are being saved. So turn your Bibles also with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Again, I know this is another passage we talk about from time to time, but I want you to see it with your very own eyes. Once again tonight, no matter how old you are, no matter how many times you've studied through the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. And we'll look at the end of the verse. And here the Apostle Paul is talking about the Word of God, which he preached when he was there with them. And at the very end of the verse, he says, "The Word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe." God's word performs work. It never returns to him void, the scriptures tell us. That he has sent his word out into the world to do something. And when we believe and we take this word and we take it within our hearts and our souls and our minds, then it performs its work within us. Remember in John chapter 6 and verses 28 and 29, the Jews asked Jesus, how do we perform the works of God? What was the answer of Jesus? Believe. That's how you do it. Well, how do you believe? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We go to the word of God, we apply it to our lives through faith, and we do the works of God. Turn your Bibles with me over to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And here the Apostle Paul is talking about this work which God performed within these Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now get this. They had obeyed. That's important. We have to understand that. If we are unwilling to obey God, he's not going to be working in our lives. We must believe and we must obey. And we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 12, for it is God who is at work in you. God is at work in you. We must understand it's important to study our Bibles. Because when we go to the Word of God, believing it and applying it to our lives, God works within us through his Word. Let me give you some examples. We've talked about these recently. We talk about them from time to time. So I'm just going to mention them. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love the Lord. Love the Lord. To love the Lord is to keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. And when we go to the Word of God and apply it to our lives, to obey the Lord, then he works all things together for good in our lives. You say, how does he do that? I do not know how he does it, but I believe that he does it. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. God freely gives us all things. Romans chapter 8, verse 33. God justifies us. Verse 33, Christ intercedes for us. Verse 37, we overwhelmingly conquer through Christ Jesus. God working through our lives. What do? Get into the Word of God. Study it. Learn it. Make it part of our lives. And God performs his work within us. Verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Turn your Bibles with me over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And I want to stress this evening how important it is to study our Bibles, to have this power of God within our lives. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge. That's where Paul starts. To be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We've talked about that tonight. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respect, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power. You see what our part is to be good Bible students, to be learning the Word of God, to have a knowledge of the Word of God with spiritual wisdom and understanding. Doing those things in our life, bearing fruit in every good work. In verse 11, what is God doing as we are doing what we're supposed to do? Strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. And the word might indicates the superabundance of God's power to do more than he ever would want to do. Our part is to be good Bible students, to learn and understand the Word of God. Remember in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, that the Scriptures are profitable for teaching and reproof, correction, training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for what? Every good work. How are we equipped? Through the Word of God. It's our job to learn the Word of God, to do what he commands in his Word, and he will give us the strength to carry that out. Without Bible study, we don't know God's Word. We aren't spiritually strong to do his work. Yes, Bible study is important because God calls us through the gospel. through the Word of God, we have true knowledge and wisdom, spiritual knowledge and wisdom. We're strong to do the work of God, but also Bible study is important because God only attends to our prayers if we are righteous. And of course, to be righteous, we have to know what God says in His Word and be doing those things. If we do not do that, God will not attend to our prayers. Turn your Bibles with me over to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Here Peter has been talking about the relationship between a wife to her husband and a husband to her wife. And verse 7, Peter says, "You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered." He's going to explain that in just a second. But let me make this observation. If we are not treating other people the way that we should, and then we go and pray to God, those prayers are hindered. If we have sin in our lives, and we're not repenting of those things, and we're not striving to do the best that we can do, then when we pray to God, think about late at night on your pillow, laying in your bed, you pray to God, those prayers are hindered. Now, go on down just a little further, verse 11. And here Peter explains this. This is just a general application. Well, verse 10, let's get the context. "The one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it." This is the reason. Look, verse 12. "For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." If we do evil in our life, we go to pray to God, He's going to look the other way. We do evil in our life, we go to pray to God, He's going to close up His ears. He's not going to listen. Isn't that a scary thought? You know, you go to bed at night, you lay on your pillow and there you're praying for safety and all sorts of things like this, and God is not listening. Isn't that a scary thought? It's important to study the Bible. It's important to study the Word of God so that we can be righteous. We can do as God has commanded us to do, so that when we lay in our bed and our head is on our pillow, that God is watching and God is listening. Turn your Bibles with me over to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. This is the promise of God to the righteous. Matthew chapter 7. And beginning in verse 7. Matthew 7, beginning in verse 7. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him?" This is the confidence that we have as righteous individuals, as Christians. We lay down at night and we put our head on the pillow and we pray to God. We know that He is listening. We know that He is watching. We know that He is attentive. And we know that He is going to answer and give us the very best gift. We know that. It's important for us to be studying the Bible so that God is watching and God is listening and God is attentive to our prayers. Without studying the Bible, we wouldn't know the rules of life. We wouldn't be righteous. We wouldn't be blessed by God. There was a billionaire one time, not a true story. He decided to give a free car away to everyone who wrote a letter and asked for it, as long as they followed the rules. He posted the rules in all the stores and broadcast them throughout the media. And what you had to do a charitable deed for someone else, and you had to send a picture when you wrote and asked for the car. Well, many, many, many people wrote and asked, but very few observed the rules. One man went to the billionaire, and he asked him, you know, I can't read. I think I should be excused. No, the billionaire said, you should have learned to read or found a trustworthy friend to read the rules to you. Another man went to the billionaire and said, you know, I didn't have time, and I think I ought to be excused. No, the billionaire said, you had as much time as everyone else. The problem was you didn't make time. You should have read the rules and followed the rules instead of sitting around watching TV. You're not excused. Another man claimed that he never saw the rules. And then he claimed someone lied about the rules to make him lose. And he thought he should be excused and get a car anyway. No, the billionaire said, you must take personal responsibility. You were obviously too unconcerned or too lazy. You are not excused. Now, the billionaire felt sorry for everyone who had written but didn't comply with the rules. They didn't get a car, but he never relented. You see, if we don't know the rules, we can ask God for all, doesn't matter what, we can ask Him for all sorts of things. But if we don't know the rules, He's not watching, and He's not listening, and He's not attentive to our prayers. We have to know the rules of life. They are contained within the Word of God, and we have to follow those rules to be righteous and to be blessed by God. One more point. Bible study is important because we want to go to heaven. Without Bible study, it is absolutely impossible for us who are here, not talking about little Haley who's a little baby, I'm talking about us who are here that can understand the lesson. It would not be possible for us to go to heaven without Bible study. Because without Bible study, we can't understand the Word of God, and we can't do that in our lives. Turn your Bibles with me over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8. And here the Apostle Paul is talking about the coming of Christ. When He comes with His angels in flaming fire, bringing retribution upon those. Now look at verse 8. Dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel. You see, we've got to know the gospel. And there's only one way to know the gospel, and that is to get into the Word of God and to study it and to understand it. That way, we can obey it. Remember Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. That Jesus is the source of eternal salvation to those who obey Him. Look at chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2 and verse 10. Paul also tells us that we have to love the truth. Remember, the truth is the Word of God. John chapter 17, verse 17. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all the deception of wickedness, for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. The truth is the Word of God. What does it mean to love the truth? The word love there is agape. It's not talking about an emotion, it's talking about a commitment. It's talking about a commitment to the truth, to do whatever the truth says, no matter what the truth says, no matter what it costs to do it. Therefore, we must know what the truth is from the Word of God and then be committed in our lives to carry that out, no matter what the personal cost might be. Remember, Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, that we must obey the truth. Brethren, if we do not know what the Bible says, if we do not know what the Word of God says, if we do not know what the truth is, we cannot obey it, and we cannot love it, and therefore we are lost. we are lost. We must study the Bible to know the gospel and to love the truth, to obey God, to be saved, and to go to heaven. Remember Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, God said, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They called those things which were wrong right, and those things that were wrong, those things that were wrong right, and those things that were right wrong." They did not have knowledge of God, and therefore they were destroyed. And there's only one way to obtain this knowledge, and it is by studying the Bible. Why is Bible study important? God calls us through the gospel. If you don't know the gospel, you can't respond to the call. It's how we obtain spiritual knowledge and wisdom. It's how we become strong and do God's work. It's how we are righteous, and therefore God answers our prayers and is attentive to them. And because if we don't know the Word of God, we won't go to heaven. This lesson, why is it important to study the Bible? The next lesson, how do we study the Bible? I hope you all are intrigued enough to have a reminder next week. Maybe for some of you to be taught for the first time, how do you study the Bible? It's important. Your soul depends upon it. We're going to offer the invitation. If you'd like to get your songbooks out and turn to number 269.